AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
Well, and hello, 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 and welcome to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And what a gorgeous, beautiful day outside. I hope everyone's enjoying this nice little heat wave that we're having, and it's a nice prelude to what's going to be an incredible Memorial Day weekend. The first full lighting of Waterfire of the season. We did have a fire last Saturday, which was absolutely phenomenal, celebrating 20 years of the Met School. We had Dennis Litke on the program last year, and the fire was amazing, and there were just so many people there to celebrate all of the incredible work that the Met School is doing. So if you don't know about the Met School, you better find out. It was just such a wonderful, wonderful time. But this is the biggie, this weekend for Brown's Commencement Weekend, and thank you to Bank of America, and it's Memorial Day weekend. We kick off the Waterfire 2016 season with an incredible full lighting that's got so much going on. And I'll give you a little teasers and little bits here and there and let you know what you need to keep your eyes out for, especially on that basin stage as we kick off the lighting at 7:30. There's going to be lion dances there, which is phenomenal. And then there's also going to be the Gendo Taiko drummers, which are from Brown University. And they are just really, it's phenomenal. It's kind of really celebratory and helps us to kick off that lighting. And then, of course, all of our favorites, Michael Grando, Searching for His Love on the River. So he will be there handing out carnations. And all of our favorite friends from 1031 Productions will be in Memorial Park. So stop by and see the Gargoyles. Go to the Waterfire website. Click on the date and just see absolutely everything that's happening. And, you know, this is a big week just in general with Memorial Day and all of the activities happening. I know there's a lot of parades everywhere. And again, we got all of our Brown alumni and all the families for commencement weekend here in town. And, you know, tonight, though, I'm going to back up a little bit here. Because my first guest is one of my favorite people that there is, and we've worked together before for the celebration of the 150th anniversary of the Providence Police Department. And the Providence Police Department, I've got to tell you, is one amazing, amazing institution run by my friend and Chief of Police, Colonel Hugh Clemens. Hello, Hugh.
Good afternoon, Bronwyn. Pleasure to be here. And you're right, what a beautiful day to kick off midweek what is expected to be a great weekend in the city of Providence.
Yeah, and I mean, I know that you've got your hands full this weekend with a lot of the, you know, a lot of people don't understand what or everything that goes into not only Waterfire, but what the police presence has to be with all the different events that we have in Providence. I mean,
this is true. And let me step back and send my congratulations and kudos to the Met. They're great partners of the Providence Police. So to Mr. Cedric Huntley and all the people who run their fantastic organization, they do great things for the young men and women in the city of Providence and state of Rhode Island. I was there earlier in the day on Saturday for their events on grounds, and then I know you had a beautiful water fire. Yeah. They're a great institution. And this upcoming weekend, as you say, this is the real kickoff to the summer of 2016. And when the city explodes, starting on Memorial Day weekend, so does the robust activity of the Providence Police behind the scenes. There really is a lot that goes on behind the scenes as far as plans, operational plans, and just coordinating all of city services around this vast amount of people that come into the city, both pedestrian and motor vehicle.
Well, I know, you know, even for with Waterfire, we've got, 75,000 people, and we need to keep it a safe environment, and your men and women on your force do such an incredible job of that. And I want to talk a little bit about, tonight I graduate, by the way, everybody, from the Citizens Police Academy, which Hugh and I are going to talk about a little bit, but I have to tell you, it has opened my eyes to, and I hope this is okay to say, you need more resources. I mean, the amount of work that comes out of your department and the amount of work that you have to do it opened a lot of eyes in our class. I mean, a lot of people were kind of stunned at what you have to work with and the incredible job that you do keeping us all safe with the resources that you have.
There is no question we have a lot on our plate on a day-to-day basis, and it certainly heats up, if you will, during the summer with activities and with more people out and about. So we certainly concentrate on the peace and safety of the residents of the city and the visitors of the city. And Providence is a very robust city with activity, the arts, the culture, the restaurants. So on any given Thursday through Sunday night, downtown Providence is swelling with people. I mean, there's nowhere to go, there's nowhere to move, and it's all good. It's all good things, but there's a lot of planning and thought behind the manpower and monetary resources that we put out before these type of weekends. So we're prepared, as always. I mean, it will be tight because downtown is tight as far as traffic, but we're looking forward to a good weekend. But as far as the Providence Police Citizens Academy,
yes,
this, and congratulations, first off.
Well, thank you for inviting me to participate. It was one of the joys of my last few months. I always looked forward to it.
I know you really enjoyed it. And if you could see Bronwyn's face, she's beaming knowing that she's
smiling.
A graduate. So many people in the class, 24 in total, and they'll be graduating tonight, and it's something that the Providence Police Department has wanted to embark on for the last couple of years, and we finally pulled it off. And 11 weeks ago, we started this Citizens Police Academy, and tonight we graduate right in our auditorium, and we're looking forward to this, and great people who are involved from the media, from the arts, from the community, and people from all walks of life, including the courts, and we had a really good group, and it gives people from the community and other jobs that they may have in their day-to-day lives a view of what we do in the police world, and more specifically in the city police world, the Providence Police Department. There's so much that goes on.
Well, those were some of the some of the issues and understanding what the police go through, not only in their training, but having to respond to people and all of the thought and some of, you know, the different branches and different offices within the police department. Mm-hmm. Again, they were it was just such an amazing experience. And I think most people should see that, because I think that often when we look at what happens on television and the police, you know, there's a lot of people that have got a bad idea of the police, you know, and with the cell phones and people taking pictures all the time, and they really need to take a step back and really be able to stand in the shoes of the men and women that are defending us.
These type of trainings are very positive for both the community and the police department, and certainly we know in the last 18 months around the country there have been some really high profile incidents and issues that have come to the forefront in national media and local media. And the world has become so globalized in the social media day. So whether it happens in San Jose, California, Abilene, Texas, tonight, tomorrow, we'll hear about it and feel it in the police world in Providence, Rhode Island, because everything is globalized. When a situation is put on social media, people want to know, why did the police react that way? So it's important for us to constantly educate the public as to how dangerous and what our job is all about. And quite frankly, we've done really well here in Providence. And our interactions, we have thousands and thousands upon tens of thousands of interactions. And relative to that, we do have complaints. I deal with complaints routinely. Mm-hmm. We have a professional unit that honors those complaints, and we hear them out, and we disseminate discipline where need be, and other times we don't, because the officer didn't do anything wrong. So this academy is an education process on both fronts, both for the community members who served in the academy and as well for the Providence Police.
Well, you know, I've got a big mouth, Hugh, so I've been, like, you know, talking about everything that I've been learning.
I was in one of the classes, and I saw that.
Be nice. But the one thing that I love that you're doing, and you have been so successful at, is this kind of community policing and community engagement, which, you know, getting the officers out of the cars and really interacting with the people of our community. Because for a while there, you know, I think that was, I forget which of the instructors was saying that, but, you know, you'd see a policeman, he's in the car, he's doing the beat, but we weren't really getting to talk to people and getting to know people. And that is something that you have worked very hard on. I remember us talking about this 2 years ago, and that this was a really big initiative of yours, and you've done a fabulous job.
Yes, so the progressive police departments around the country learned a while ago that you cannot police from afar, from a police car with the window up, with an officer on a cell phone, and I don't like that when I say that. You know, you should have your window down, and where you can, get out of your car, engage with the public. It's all about community engagement and community enforcement. And then at the end of the day, our role is to reduce crime, fear, and disorder. And we do that through our partners. We could never police this city alone. That's why it's so important, all the community meetings we go to, because of our partners, we look for prevention and we look to problem solve.
Yeah.
By going to these meetings, we find out what the issues are, and then we address them.
And I really love you. I know that you've been you have a program, which I'd like you to talk about, where you're working with kids who are interested in becoming police officers. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we have several. Two I'll speak about. One is the Providence Police Explorer program that's been going on for about 30 years. It's run by Providence police officers. They pick high school age youth from Providence, somewhat from outside of Providence as well. The class starts out with about 50 or 60, and they work them pretty hard. Yeah. And by the time they graduate, there's probably 20 to 30 in the graduating class. Let me tell you, these kids are squared away. Yeah. And they were aspiring law enforcement young men and women. Many in the past 30 years have gone on to become Providence police officers, state troopers, or local municipality police or corrections officers at the ACI. And even if they don't end up on a police department, they learn some life skills at this Police Explorers Academy program that will carry them very far in life. And I run into these young men and women all the time now. They love the Explorer program, and they're so squared away when they graduate.
I mean, it's just awesome. And I mean, there's discipline and order. And then again, it's actually bringing the police officers out into the community, which, by the way, I heard that you've got a foundation that you have just kind of kicked off, and you had an incredible race on Sunday that I was not invited to.
We really did. Unfortunately, you weren't around, or else you would have been there. Right on the stairs of the Dunkin' Donuts Civic Center, you would have been there. But yes, absolutely fabulous event, of which we're getting great reviews on. And we kind of put it together in a 6 or 7 week period. And I have to mention Major Tom Verdi. He did a lot behind the scenes in putting this together, as well as many of the support staff in the Providence Police Department. But 3 or 4 years ago, we had the plan to really ramp things up within the Providence Police. Number one, we wanted to celebrate our 150th anniversary. And as you know, we did that with a grand celebration. Where else but at Providence Water Fire, because that signifies what Providence is all about. And we had a great, fantastic celebration, and I have to thank you and Barnaby and the people at Waterfire. That was incredible.
Of course. Well, we have to take a quick break, and then when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the foundation, about our partnership and what we're doing, because we've got some huge fires coming up this summer, and I know that we'll be working very closely together to try to manage traffic and gridlock and everything else. And I think we need to explain that to people and get in front of it, you know?
Yes, we will.
All right. So you are listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelter, and we're talking to Colonel Hugh Clements, one of my favorite people. All right. Talk to you soon. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we are underwritten by National Grid and supported by Lifetime Medical, some two great organizations that allow us to be here and bring you behind the scenes of Waterfire, introduce you to our partners, and talk about all those wonderful things that are happening here in our little state in Providence, Rhode Island. And I've been talking to my dear friend, Colonel Hugh Clements, because I'm so excited I'm going to be graduating this evening from the Citizens Police Academy, which I think we were the first class, and we're kicking that off. And so tonight's our graduation. But the Providence Police, we were just saying, you know, they're such incredible partners of Water Fire and keeping us safe when we have like 75,000 people that are down and milling and seating around the city, which is quite a lot of people to try to wrangle, right, Hugh?
It really is.
And so before we went to break, we were talking about the wonderful work that you're doing, and it's really progressive, whether it's the community policing and really, mm-hmm. you know, getting your officers out there and talking to people and bringing a more personal side again to, you know, the police and the interaction with the public. And then we were talking about this foundation and this incredible race that you just did. So tell me a little bit more about that, because I know my husband had always said that when he was growing up in the Bronx, that there was the police foundation always was supporting, whether it was the Little League teams or whatever that was, and it was really important to and formative for him.
Yeah, so clearly it's probably easier for some of the larger departments that are, you know, stationed like the NYPD in New York City. They have a multi-million dollar foundation, and the LAPD supported by the Actors Guild. But in some of the smaller cities, some have done well with forming a foundation. And we spoke about this 3 or 4 years ago in Providence with a plan to start a Providence Police Foundation. And that was all around the talks of celebrating the 150th anniversary, which we did with the Water Fire, with a week-long series of events in the city of Providence. And as well, there was a book written about the 150 great years of the Providence Police Department.
That was a great book. What was the title of that, in case somebody wants to?
Just the history of the PPD.
Okay.
So surrounding those same planning talks, there were we were looking to start the Providence Police Foundation and as well to have a huge gala event. So we finally have done all the legwork behind the scenes on the Providence Police Foundation, and we kicked it off this last week with the Providence Police Memorial 5K in honor of the four policemen in our era who lost their lives serving this community in the line of duty, and that's Sergeant Stephen Shaw, Cornell Young Jr., Jimmy Allen, and Maxwell Dawley. Mm-hmm. So we had this Memorial 5K road race, and this particular race benefited three organizations. Number one, we had the Dorian J. Murray Kids Fun Run, and Melissa Murray, Dorian's mom, was very actively engaged in this run. It was really incredible to watch. She's quite a person. And many young boys and girls participated. And then we had the adult race. And as you speak about what Providence police officers do that many people don't know about in the community, there are the Providence Police running team led by Johnny Benrose. He's become very engaged in an organization called Cops for Kids with Cancer.
Yeah.
And that's how we met Melissa Murray and Dorian and became very involved in D-Strong. So separate and apart, Providence Police, through this foundation, have given many, many families $5,000 apiece in their struggles and challenges with their loved ones who are diagnosed, whether terminal or long-term. So, and then third, so for next year, we're looking to keep this road race going. Mm-hmm. It was so good, the road race, and already we're getting a lot of tremendous feedback. There's no doubt in my mind the race will be at least twice as big.
Yeah.
And as well, we're looking to have a huge gala surrounding the foundation.
You let me know when that is, because then we're going to promote the heck out of that. I think what you're doing is phenomenal, and just, I've been using that word phenomenal a lot. I think you're phenomenal, Hugh. But anyways,
you.
I'm so glad to have you on. I will see you later at graduation. I'll be telling the public through over the next couple of weeks again how, especially on June 18th, we know that there's going to be a lot of gridlock, and we're making a lot of proactive movement so that people can get around the city, know what streets are going to be blocked off, and you and I will be working together with the city services on that and making sure that it's up on websites and that we are going to make it just one heck of a day, right?
Thank you for having us, Bronwyn. We will on the 18th, and again, congratulations on tonight, your graduation.
Thank you, Hugh. You are listening to AM 790, Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island, and we will be right back.